Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you. And I said, I think last week I recorded a show on my good mic plugged into my computer. Today I'm in the parking lot of a park again in Loveland, Ohio, my hometown here. And I got to pick my daughter up at lacrosse practice. I'm telling you, man, this is very therapeutic, recording a podcast, sitting in your car in a park, sharing thoughts. And this is kind of what I like to do, man. I'm telling you, there's something going on in my business and it's a breakthrough. And I'm telling you, the more complicated life wants to get with me and with you. I mean, look, life's coming at you fast. I get it too. I want to give you an update on my daughter who just had her tonsils and adenoids removed yesterday, as well as some skin tract removed from her airway, whatever that is, a scope. And the girl's spent the night in the hospital last night, back and better than ever today. The kid's the most resilient human being on the planet. I want to talk about that for a little bit, only because I know a lot of the people who follow my podcast follow my family's journey and our baby born at 1 pound a few years ago. So I know you're interested in that. Man, just a lot to talk about. And the more life tries to complicate things for you, I would challenge you to make it more simple. Like, I got to quit saying like. My God, I've been away around my 16-year-old daughter way too much. I come at people all the time. I did not book a hotel room. I don't know if I shared this on my podcast a couple of weeks ago. I did not book the seminar room for my live event happening in Cincinnati June 9th and 10th because the conversation went something like this. She's the head of catering and sales at a major hotel chain here in Cincinnati. And I was calling around a couple of weeks ago, didn't want to hire an event planner necessarily to do this part for me because I know the area better than anyone. I know, convenient to the Dayton Airport, Cincinnati Airport, all that good stuff. So I settled on the Great Wolf Lodge, which is connected to Kings Island. So people want to bring the family before or after, they can go to Kings Island and all that great stuff. So I called this major hotel chain and the conversation went something like this. Hey, my name's Sam. I'm looking to book an event in and around the Cincinnati area, June 9th and 10th, 2 days, Friday, Saturday. Was looking at rates for the room and, just your best rate. Well, when were you looking to have the event? Like, is it going to be early in the morning till late? And I'll spare you the likes, but it went something like that. And I knew 2 minutes into that conversation, I was not booking. I don't care if the room was going to be free. I wasn't going to do it because I would have had to have interacted with this individual and subjected myself to 800 likes for every, connecting every verb and every noun in the sentence. Now, I would have given the gift of feedback had I not tried. I mean, I didn't want to come across as an arrogant ass was my goal. And I didn't want to crush this individual. It sounds like she literally just got started in this job in the last year or so. But boy, does her boss need to give her the gift of feedback and say, whatever her name is, Susie, here's the thing. You have such a bright future in this organization. You're a hard worker. You're smart, intelligent, got a great personality. You need to go to a Toastmasters or you need to go to Sam Crowley's live event, June 9th and 10th. Here, let me give you the link, Susie. Sam Crowley Live, samcrowley.live. Just go to samcrowley.live. He'll train you how to speak and you'll find your passion, your purpose in life. You'll create massive momentum and learn how to make every day Saturday. And eventually you'll quit this job because you'll come to find out sooner than later, Susie, that you don't want to be in this game anyway. Anyway, I hope her boss gives her that feedback. I just didn't have the heart to because I didn't know how to position it. 2 minutes on the phone as somebody who's a know-it-all over the telephone and didn't want to crush your day. Anyway, Did not. I don't know why I was using the word like just a couple of minutes ago so much in this podcast. I will stop. My apologies to you. What I wanted to chat about, back in 2007, I recorded my very first YouTube video, and it was April 21st, 2007. You can search it on YouTube, and it was the introduction to my website, everydaysaturday.com. And I wanted to make a big deal about this on April 21st, like, you know, May Day was yesterday, and we've got Cinco de Mayo, and of course, you've got Memorial Day and Easter and 4th of July and Flag Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas, something similar on those types of levels. You know, I wanted to make it that big, Sam Crowley's first YouTube video day, and it kind of came and went. I don't know what I did. If I had to guess, I probably went to the gym, threw the ball to my border collies in the backyard, and probably treated my pool. Let me tell you something. I'm going to create a podcast on how much maintenance is involved with an in-ground pool. We have one now, never had one before. It's a constant chore. Let me tell you that much. I've been to the pool store more in the last week than I've been anywhere. Anyway, off topic. Back to the first YouTube video and what was going through my mind. Let me tell you something. I quit my job at the beginning of April for the second time, back in 2007, instead of the whole warm and fuzzy, hey, best of luck to you, Sam, good luck on this whole journey, it was more like, hey, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Get the hell out of here, and we don't ever want to see you again. Something kind of like that, those words. Wasn't very nice, and I made it not nice. I mean, I think I pretty much made everybody hate me because I was doing so well and working so little and building my Everyday Saturday brand on the side. I think everybody just figured that, hey, this guy has to go. He's not good for business, which I totally appreciate that. And it was the best thing I could have ever done. I was crossing through my own terror barriers. I talk about that all the time, the terror barrier. We're all going to go through it at some point in time. If you're never going to go through the terror barrier, then the only other choice you're going to do is you're going to learn to live with regret. So you're going to step on that nail at the age of 22, and it's going to hurt. You're going into the corporate world, into the job, and you're going to let that nail rest in your foot for 40 years, and you're just going to learn to deal with it. You're going to learn with opportunity. You're going to miss the kids' ballet, the dance recitals, the games, the vacations. Now, I'm not talking about asking the boss for 2 weeks off. I'm talking about taking a Monday off just because it's Monday, okay? Or going to the mall or going to see a sporting event or going to a concert on a Wednesday night just because you want to, and you don't have to worry about anybody giving you permission to do that. You set your own schedule. That's what I mean. So when I think about all of these things that are flooding through my mind, and I go back to April, I'm like, man, yeah, that was definitely the terror barrier because I didn't want to live with regret, you know? And don't ever confuse if you love what you do for a living, we need more of you, okay? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if you don't like what you do, you got to make a plan. Just think, just try it. Just try making a plan and then try taking just one step towards that, whatever it is. It's just like setting a destination. See, I said like again. Did you catch that? I said it's just like, but I guess that wasn't a bad like, so I don't want to hijack the podcast. It's equivalent to plotting some point on a map and saying, okay, I'm going to get there. Now, I may take a lot of detours. I may not go the shortest route. But I know that's where I want to go. I know that's where I'm happiest. That's my destination. That's where I want to be. And never even plotting that point on the map and instead saying, yeah, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay right here in misery. I'm going to stay right here in frustration. I'm going to stay right here because I know eventually this town on the map is going to turn from misery and frustration to regret. Most people live at the end in regret. And it's so horrible. I saw my mom go through it. I've seen other people. Look, you want to learn the secrets of life? Catch some older people, some people in the twilight of their life, and start soaking some wisdom from them. They'll tell you, don't listen to me. Listen to them. Hey, the biggest thing, I got the biggest advice, don't ever worry about the money. Just do it. Just do whatever it is you want to do. Life is short. The money thing, you'll figure it all out. So that YouTube video, it was April 21st. I'd been 2 weeks out of my job. I threw on a blue blazer. You can see this in my very first video on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/everydayisaturday and just search from oldest to newest, you'll see the oldest video there. Had kind of the big fat face and the puffy hairdo, you know, the kind of hair where you kind of take it off at night, you brush it, and then you put it back on the next morning. That's kind of the hairdo I was going after. And hadn't really turned into the chiseled Greek Adonis physique that you now see in the almost 49-year-old everyday Saturday body. So I was had the blue blazer on, the blue shirt, the khakis. I can tell you I wore the same outfit everywhere I went. If I ever had an interview or I spoke in an event or anything, it'd always be the blue blazer, the Harry Rosen shirt. That was my most expensive shirt. It was, at the time, probably 10 years old, if not more, probably 12 years old, and a pair of khaki pants. And I threw a buddy of mine who worked the video, audio video at the church, Montgomery Community Church here, my buddy Matt. And Matt was just kind of getting started in video, and he did all of that for the church. I think I gave him $25. He mic'd me up with a lav mic, a really nice camera, video camera, from two different angles, and some lighting. And we went into the lobby of the church, and he said, "Do you know what you want to say?" I said, "Yep." "Do you have a script?" I said, "Nope." "You don't have a script. You know what you want to say. How many takes you think we're going to do?" I said, "I think we can nail it in one." So I was ready. And this is why I keep telling everybody, especially when I train speakers, everybody wants the big stage. "Sam, I want to speak on stages. I want to do this. Well, that's great. You will. But you got to speak for free first many, many times. And the reason you do that is because there's no pressure on you to crush it from the platform when you're not being paid. And there's so much benefit. Obviously, the repetition, the getting to do the same speech or a similar type of message over and over again. You can collect names and emails. You can market back to them. You can give them a book or thing, but you get the name and the email. Never leave a presentation, especially if you're not getting paid, without getting the clients or the prospect or somebody in the audience passing around a piece of paper. "Give me your name, give me your email, and I'll give you my," and fill in the blank. What is it? What are you going to give them? You're going to send them an ebook, a video series, a course, whatever that is. Just get the name and email. And when you learn marketing, that's the next step you really need to do, because most speakers are bad marketers. You follow up with them, and that's when you sell them your coaching, consulting, your training, whatever it is. Okay. And so Matt said, "You know what you want to say?" I said, "Yep, let's do it." And he goes, "Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. And this is where you own it. See, I was ready. I positioned myself. Now, had we done this 2 years prior, I would have been like Porky Pig after four bottles of wine. I mean, I would have never. I'm an ex-stutter to begin with. If I don't know what's coming out of my mouth, forget about it, man. It's going to be torture for you and even more for me. I'll be sweating like a pig. I mean, crazy. But I knew after months and a couple of years of practicing this everyday Saturday message, podcasting, getting that message out there, I was ready, and I was ready to give this minute and a half video, whatever it was. And really what it was inviting people. I didn't have a book, but I just said the name of my book was You Are a Champion. It was an ebook I gave away as a free download, $97 value. And I invited people to put their name and email, and it kind of went something like that, and I'm just paraphrasing, but Matt said, "Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. "Hello, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of Everyday is Saturday, and I'm excited that you found this website because I believe in you, I believe in your dream, and I believe you're a champion." And it ended something like that. So I gave you the beginning and none of the stuff in the middle, and I just gave you the end. And I looked into the camera, and I owned it, and I believe it was one take. And it might have been three. I don't know. Maybe I butchered the first one, but it wasn't much. Like, we were done, and Matt said, "Whoa, nailed it." I said, "Yep. We're good to go." Gave him $25, $25. Just to set that equipment up now, I know he would charge me $400. And because he now runs his own company. And any videographer would charge that much money. But anyway, back in the day, man, everything was so brand new. I didn't know any better. I didn't know to be judged. I didn't know that, you know, you couldn't get paid a $25,000 keynote, which I got a year later. I didn't know you couldn't sell 150 grand in an hour from state. I didn't know you weren't like, I didn't know. The question I asked you at the end of the last podcast was, who were you before the world told you who you should be? I didn't know. I didn't care. Like, I was ready, man. I was crossing through the tear barrier, and my thought was, hell, if I'm going to go broke, I'm going broke doing what I love. And that was my mindset. If I'm going to go broke, I'm going to do damn well doing it what I love to do. And there's something to that ignorance is bliss mentality. Now, ignorance can also make you broke. I'm not saying go through life being stupid. I'm just saying that there really is something to not conforming to what everybody, the rest of the world, says how you should behave. Because if that was the case, I should have been worried. I should have been thinking, there's no way. I'm not even on par. Well, who the hell? Why would I tell them they're a champion? I'm broke. I'm 18 months removed from a bankruptcy. I'm a loser. Are you kidding me? I should be on medication. My God, maybe everybody's right. I'm just nuts. I should just go get a 9-to-5 somewhere. But I didn't have any of those thoughts. I looked in the camera and said, hey, I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe you're a champion. Put your name and email in. And I was building my list. Look, YouTube, this was 2007. When did the first YouTube video even go live? You know, the owner, when did he put that one up? A year earlier, maybe? Two tops? I mean, holy cow, this was right at the beginning of YouTube. And I didn't have any marketing knowledge. All I had was an incredible passion to get my message out there. And that's all you need. You don't need all the bells and whistles. Now, I get it. Sales funnels are neat. Video marketing is essential. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. Yeah, of course. Now, there's prospects waiting for you to do business with you. I get it. I get it. I'm not going to argue with that. But if you aren't even confident in the message that you're going to bring, there ain't no social media platform that's going to put perfume on that pig. Are you with me? Like, it just isn't going to happen. You got to be crystal clear on why you are here, on what it is that you're going to talk about. And you don't need to be an expert. People will gladly pay you $5, $10, $20, $50,000 to give them confidence that the sun's going to come up tomorrow. I'm telling you that. And don't feel like you're not worthy to charge high rates for what it is that you talk about. That's a whole different podcast. I mean, look, I just had a guy yell at me about how crappy I've been maintaining my lawn while he's been, you know, this guy cuts my lawn. I got an acre of land now. I'm doing an acre of land. I don't have a riding mower yet. So this guy's like, hey, dude, your beds look terrible. I'm doing these things. You got to do it. And he's literally yelling, not yelling, but he's talking down to me like I'm a 4-year-old. And he had every right to. He doesn't earn as much money as I do, not even close, but he knows more than I do about maintaining my beds. All I'd literally have to do is get on a YouTube channel and probably figure it out, but I don't want to. I want his expertise because I kind of like the guy. I kind of like that he's got the, you know, the chutzpah to tell me I'm a loser and I can't maintain the beds and my lawn and stuff. I like that. I respect that. Well, if I like it, I respect it. People will respect you as well when you share your knowledge in an authoritative way. Not being rude, just an authoritative way. Creating a podcast like this, for example. I've had a lot of people email me, not as many take action after the fact. I always put this offer out there. Send me an email, put podcast training in the subject line, and I will send you my podcast training at 50% off. And I get a lot of, Sam, send it to me. And then I always check. Did they buy? Did they follow through? Did they get their show launched? Eh, not so much. What happened? Well, default. Default Ohio, default Texas, default Europe, default Australia. They went back to who they thought the world told them they should be. That's it. Ah, I can't really create a podcast. Yeah, I don't have the time. You know, I got a job and I got the kids and yeah, I don't really have the money. And instead of buying Sam's podcast training, maybe I can go, you know, buy another video game or Netflix subscription. And, you know, just figure it out. Yeah. No. So April 21st, 2007 was a fun day. It was when the fat, goofy guy with the gelled up hairdo got in front of a camera at a local church and shot his first video telling everybody that they were a champion. And I know people who know me saw that video and probably laughed their ass off. They're like, oh my God, Crowley is such a fool. Hey, let me tell you something. Be interesting, okay? Be interesting. If you aren't rattling people's cages, not being rude, just you'll be just by you being confident and happy, you're going to rattle people's cages. I mean, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? At least get a rise out of somebody, positive or negative. Doesn't matter, positive or negative, but just be who you are. Just to make sure I hit on this, a lot of emails from listeners of the show and people on my email list about my daughter. She had her surgery yesterday. She spent the night at Children's Hospital. She had her tonsils, her adenoids removed, which, you know, for a trach baby is a little more tricky than it is for the regular kid. Let me tell you, the kid's home. Susan's home today. Went and got her this morning. Bounced back like a champ. I mean, I'm telling you, this kid, I don't know what God's plans is for this girl when she gets older, but it is going to be, maybe she'll be the first female president of the United States. Maybe she'll be an astronaut, a physicist. I don't know, but this girl has got something that is just amazing. I love all my daughters. Okay. I don't love any one more than another, but this girl's journey, I'm telling you, man, it is off the hook. And one other thing, I want you to meet me, I want you to meet my family, and I want you to meet your destiny. I want you to be in Cincinnati June 9th and 10th. Go to samcrowley.live. Just get your ticket. Bring a friend. Forward the link to people that need to be there with you. Say, look, I listen to this guy's podcast. I'm digging it. I want to go monetize my passion. I want purpose. And I want to create something big, and I don't want to live with regret. All right, go to samcrowley.live. Let's make sure we meet, take a photo, and let's get you going. Let's create massive momentum. I'm so jacked up for that event, June 9th and 10th. All right, June 9th and 10th in Cincinnati. Details are at samcrowley.live. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.